He honed up Kuf Chov Dalet, just the bottom Gemara again was, see, Moshe Rav Yirmi asked a question like this. He had the Chur in the middle of the Shal, we live between Rosh Lakish and Rav Yochanan, that we say if you rip it most of the way, is that called Mavatlit, that Rav Yochanan said, or Rosh Lakish is the one that says, yes, if Rosh Lakish is the one that said that by skin, since skin is cholam, is firm, therefore it's always called the Chibur. And Rav Yochanan said, no, even by skin also, even though it's firm, when you cut it down halfway, more than Rav, it's called off ready. So what's the question of this? Moshe Rav Yirmi, it says what Tanur Shenitma. You have a Tanur, some means that weren't earthly, made out of a Kli Cheres, a Tanur that became Tomig. So Ketzid Matar Noise, how do we make the Tanur become Tor? Some you can't put in the Mikvah Kli Cheres. So the answer is Cholka V'Shloisha. Break the inside of the Tanur into three pieces. So Rashi said, just to break it in two, it's no good, because then the bigger one, which have rave, would still be tummy. So the answer is to break it into three pieces. And then, Vagura Tatvela, you have to scrape off all the cement that holds the tana together. Ad Shibarat, on top of Kuchov Dalet, you add Shibarat until the tana itself, like, would be on the ground. You have to, like, scrape off all the cement it has. And then it becomes Tohor. Rabbi Meir says, no, you don't have to scrape off all the cement around the tanner. For lo yad shei boros, you don't have to break it either until it's on the ground itself. As long as you break the inside of the tanner, that's not big or not high, for tvachim, so that breaks it, it's not called the tanner anymore, and then it'll be tor, the tumah goes off it. But the question is, if you break it inside and make it smaller than Dalat Fochim, Miyum Tor, it is Tor, then the Tana, the oven becomes Tor. The question is, why does it become Tor? Lema, what am I say? Hacholim V'koi, it's still firm. Rashi says, Shatfeila Mamidu Yofa, like you didn't scrape off the bottom of the cement, says so, or the plaster, whatever you used to keep it together. Says so, the Tana, like, is still in good shape. If you made it smaller than Dalat Fochim, but it's still a Koyi V'Kayim. So according to Rosh Lakish, something that's cholim, that's firm, should not be bottled like it. It's not called broken, it's called complete yet. So why here is it Tor? So Moran says, Omalei Rav, Rav says back, V'yemim mid Rabbanan. Like, good, you're asking a question from Rameya, but bring a Raya from the Rabbanan. Rashi says, Adamaisa, before you ask a question from Rameya, bring a proof from the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan attack is the attack is still Tamei. The Rabbanan said that this does not help. You have to must break it completely. You have to take away the cement also. So other Rabbanan, from the Rabbanan, it's a proof to Rosh Lakish. So Gemara says, they said, let bring a proof from the Rabbanan. They say you have to be Gora till it comes Boritz. So that's a proof to Rosh Lakish. So what's that this rather? Ela Raz Amar Rav. Rav says like this. Hochi Kamar. This is what he meant to say. Rashi says, Ela Amar Rav. Rashi says, Bishenitma Kuliyam Ole Pligi. That when the Tana became Tom, it could be everybody agrees that the Kol Kama, the Cholim, Kol Zaman is still strong, it's firm, it doesn't become Tor. So everyone says, no, this goes according to Rosh Lakish, hold even according to Rabbi Meir. That Ramei is not talking about where the Tana was already Tomei. Where the Tana was already Tomei, everybody agrees the only way you make a Torah is you break it completely. How do you make a Torah? Divri Hakul, everybody agrees, Chokul Ishloshi, you have to divide into three pieces. The Goras, the Tfilo, then you'll scrape away this cement like, Achei Bor, till it comes down to the ground. This everybody agrees to. Because if we don't do this, if we don't take away this cement that's holding it together, it's still Cholim, it's still firm, it'll still be attached. But, Vaharoitzesh Lo Yovi, Tanur Lode Tumor, let's say before the Tana became Tumi, you want to do something to it that it should not have a shame, a Tana on it, a kid like being a Kabul Tumor. What should you do then? Kate to the waist, so what should you do? So it says, Cholka Lishloshim, divide into three parts, the Goras Atfelen, and scrape off the cement, Ashebot, until the Tana comes down to the ground. That's Pshan the Rabbanim. On this, Rabbi Meir, you don't have to. Leligro, not to scrape off as a tefillah of this mint. For Leyat Sheibor, you don't have to make sure it goes down to the ground. Ela Rather, Mamayat, to just make it smaller, maybe Fnim inside the town, and make it smaller, Meyarba Tvachim, less than 4 Tvachim. Therefore, it could be Tanakash and Shlokash at all. Because here we're only talking about what should you do before the Tana even becomes Tana to make it doesn't have a shame Tana. The Rashi says, so what should you do? Mitchilosoi, shlo yehei shame Tana or love. What should you do at the beginning that doesn't have a shame Tana? And that's the Lachom. So they have a Tana that's less than 4 Tvachim, it's not called a Tana. So therefore, make it less than 4 Tvachim and it would be Mekabotum. Now, what we just said before, the answer is divided into three parts. Or a minute, I have a question. It says, Tanur Chilose Yabo. When you go to make a Tanur at the beginning, it has to at least be 4 Tvachim. Rashi says, Ein Tanur Pokus Miyarbo. You can't have a Tanur in oven less than 4 Tvachim. Even if you finish the Malachtoi, it's not 4 Tvachim big, it's not called a Tanur. The Shiro, let's say you had a bigger one and it broke now into pieces, Sarbo. The shirayim, the leftover pieces, has to at least also be 4 tefachim, and still called the tana. The Rashi says, "Mahaya gadol, when it was big, when it became tamei, be sure when you break it, so you have to make sure each piece is less than 4 tefachim, otherwise it'll still be tamei." That's called the shira of the leftover is also tamei, is arba. Tivu Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. The chom ram nechom say ba'med v'mamur mem was this said. Rashi says, "The tchilos say arba shira of dollar. When do we say the beginning is 4 tefachim?" And even if it was bigger, when you break it down, it has to be broken down to less than 4 tefachim. That's only talking about the godel. If you start out with a big tanner that you made at the beginning, Rashi says, to bake there or to roast there it's big, it's darken. Avo, but let's say you make a small tanner, avo, the cotton, if you make a small one that kids use, I'm not to play with, or they use it, then chilos kosher, no matter how small you make at the beginning, as soon as you finish malachtoi, right away, it's mekabel tuma, kol shu. Aber bekodem chilosa kol shu, misha tigma malachtoi. Once you've finished working on it, no matter how small it is, it's usable. It'll be mekabel tuma. And if that one shirv breaks, berubai. You have to, shirv means, no matter how small it was, you have to break it in half. So the piece that has rave of it is still tummy. If it has less than rave, then it'll be tuho. Yeah. So where it says what? The kama kolshu, what's called the kolshu? Amid very abiyamai tefach. Even if it's only the size of a tefach, it'll still be mekabel tuma. Shekein oisim tanurim benois tefach. Because that's what people make. People make a tana the size of a tefach. They make such a small tanurim. Bakoponim time, it says, the ikar shir of dalit. It says, and we believe, koponim by a big one, that when is it still mekabel tuma? If it says what, the shir of is dalit that left over had it before. Yeah. Holek kashir of dalit, it doesn't have leftovers, not for tvachim, tor. It's tor. So it's the kashir. Rashi says, katoni miyos, medavol begodol, the shir of dalit. Avobotsa miyarba loy tomehu. Vosim katoni chokol ishloisha, avolishtayim loy sagi, vafagav lekar chetz of dalit. That's Rashi, that's the question. Here it says, if the leftover pieces are less than 4, they're not tummy. So here we're talking about this tana we start out with wasn't too much more than 4 tvachim. And it says you have to break it into 3 pieces. So the question is, what do you have to break it into 3 pieces for? Break it into 2. And since each piece would be less than dalat tvachim, that should make it tor. So how can we say here you have to break it into 3 pieces? Why isn't 2 enough? So my answer is, over there, so much you cut it up in the width. You cut it along the width, rest of the rock boy. The shuve number, then it doesn't stay well. So then, if the pieces are less than 4 tefachim, it's tor. Hoch, you were talking about the avde gistera. You cut it down the length. But since you cut it down the length, each piece really stays by itself. So therefore, it still stays. So therefore, here, you have to divide it into 3 pieces. Here it's not enough to make it into less than 4. It has to be divided into 3. Amma, what would you say before? Shiro berubai. If you have the kli that's left over after you broke it, if when rove of it, whatever any piece that has rove of it, is still tummy. So more is the question, if you started this small tana with a tefach, and so you break it in half, let's say, the piece that has the majority is still tummy. More is the question, ruba the tefach, lamai hevi or lamai chazi, what is it fit for? It's such a small tana to start out with, only a tefach, and now that you broke it, to say the piece that has rove, the majority of the tefach is still tummy. What can you use it for? Amar Abaya, it's like this, shire godol berubai. It means to say, the leftover from a big tanner, and then we say, the piece that has rove of it is still tummy. For the Gemara, I know, v'amir rabbonon abo, you said before abo, it's enough, that from a big tanner, the pieces have to be less than abo. So you can't tell me the shire of rove is on a big tanner, smashman it's on a small tanner. What's his lakasha? Ho betanura bar tisha, ho betanura bar shiva. The way the Tana started out to be 9, so even though the piece has less than Rav, you can have, let's say, 4 Tvachim, it'll still be Tamei. So there we have to say it has to be less than 4. But where the Tana started out to be 7, so then when you divide it in half, even though each piece has less than 4, so what? The one that has Rav would still be Tamei. So in a Chum, it's both are Emes. When you had a Kli that started out to be 7, and you cut it, so even though one has 3 3/4, one has 3 1/4, but the one that has the majority would be tummy. When you have a one tisha, then you, even though the one that has less than rove, but if it'll have 4 tvachim, it'll still be tummy. So here it's only tor if it's less than 4 tvachim. So both are emes. Lishnach, another lashon is like this: Amri lo omar afuna mishum rabbi shmuel rabbi yosi that vafilu shayibo k'day maforis. According to the shir, when you ripped the beggar before we had, that's what he said, rip the beggar down rave, it becomes tor. So before we had, only if what the bottom left over is not fit to be used, like for an apron. Now he says, no, the fila shayba, even you leave over the bottom of the beggar, a shir that could use for an apron, still it's tor. As long as you cut rove with the beggar, that makes the beggar tor, it's bottled the shame kli. On this, Amr Eshlag, Roshlaka says, Leshonu el letal is only fed by cloth. By a talis, aval or something made out of skin, choshev, that is choshev, and since you have a shear left over to use for an apron, it's not bottle, and therefore still called the tum wouldn't go off, it's still called a kli. For Rabbi Yechanan says, afilu or namin, even on skin also, I say the same thing, le choshev, since you ripped most of the beged, even though on the bottom part there's still enough to use for an apron, it's bottle, it's called, it's not called a kli anymore, bitar. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. On this, Eisfer Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan has a question to Rish Lakish. Or Tomei Medris. Yeah, if you have a skin that had a Tomei Medris on it, that a Zab sat on it, so Chishav Olav L'Ritzoy, you have a mind now to cut it up into pieces to make straps out of it, or else the Sandolav, you have a mind to make it into a shoe. So it says, Kivon Shenosan Ba'Izmal, as soon as you put your knife to cut the skin, Tor. That's a view of his words. You have to cut it that the piece left over is less than 5 tvachim. But the question is, though, if you cut it down that there's less than 5 tvachim left over, then it's tor. The question is, amai lema, why don't I say choshev? That hilo maisa's left over is still a good piece. 5 tvachim you could use for an apron. Let it be choshev, so it's kashin mashlokish. How come it's bottle over here? Here we're talking about that you want to use still this skin to sit on, that the zav should sit on it. So therefore, once you cut it and it became less than 5 tefachim left over, here it's a story, it's not fit for that anymore. A zav can't use it to sit on. So only over here is it tor, and a chanami. There could be other cases that as long as it could be used for something, by skin it's a svara, as long as something is left over on the bottom, maybe it's not bottle, it'll still be called a kli. So see, we're talking about where you want to use it for a zav to sit on. Now the Mishnah says, or sheyesh olav kezayis bosom, you have a skin of an animal that has a kezayis bosor on it, kezayis of a posh of a nevela. So hanageya betziv, if you cut, you touch betziv, shalom, what is exactly, some say it means a strand of meat hanging down. Some say it's a strand of the skin hanging down. Hanageya betziv, hayetzim, that comes out of this meat. or else of the sara shekinegdoi, you touch the hair on the other side of the skin, opposite of the meat, so tameh, you become tameh. The hair poshut is a shomer, it's a shomer l'tumah, and the strand also, like a yard, that's also part of the meat, you become tameh, it's like you touched it in the nevela. What's going to be hoyu olav kishnei chatzoy zeisim? On this piece of skin of the animal, there were left over two pieces of meat, each one a chatzik zayis. So mitame b'masa, if you pick up the skin now, you become tamei. It's called you carry the kazayis. But if loy b'magi, you're not tamei by touching it, because you only touch one at a time, and each one is less than a kazayis, so you don't become tamei. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. These are words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva loymer loy b'magi loy b'masa. No, you're not tamei, not even b'masa. Even if you carry it, you're not tamei. It was since the Mishnah we had before, because the skin is mevatel the boser. It's not called boser anymore. It has no tumas nevela. But the murderer of Kiva, Kiva would agree, b'shnei chatzoy zeisim. If you have two pieces, each one half the size of a zayis, the knot are attached to the skin, you have two pieces of meat of a nevela, shetach from the kisim. They're stuck together, you have a piece of stick, like a small like a toothpick, holding them together. Shetach from the kisim, you put the stick in between them to hold the two together. The siton, if somebody moves it now, so shoot tame, you become tame. That's called a satan. You moved it. That's also like a masa. You be tame for this. And about mag, it's a machloikis. I'm a first one. You have a tumas mag also if you would touch it. Because here it's not on the skin, so it's not bottled to the skin. Therefore, it's considered like you moved the whole kizai. So in the veil, therefore you tame. If so, how can you do this in the first case? Where the two half of kizayim are attached to the skin, that if you touch it or move it or carry it, you tore them. The answer is mifnei shor mevatla, and that's why b'kivis svarim. Since it's attached to the skin like is mevatlet, it's like bottle to the skin, it's not choshev, so it has no tumah. Since each piece is less than a kizayim, so it would have been a kizayim, so it would have been tummy, but less than a kizayim is bottle. Now the Gemara says, Oma, ulam rab yechanon, loishon, this was only learned, ela potos achayom. Only if the skin, like an animal, was eating away the meat of the skin, and what was left over was a chatzik kezayis was left over. Or Rashi is like this: Lashon Rashi learns the kezayis sholim, the viyakol lebotla lepotos achaya. It's mashma na mishnah. All machleg is only when you have a chatzik kezayis, but mashma of a whole kezayis of meat would be in one place. Everybody would hold it's not bottled to the meat, but it has a tumah. So Ulam Rav Yochanan says it's only where an animal was eating away on the meat, and the kazayas is still left over. Kids, like, you didn't have in das to leave it there to be mevatlit. Avo potos the sack, let's say the owner was like filleting it, cutting away the meat. He was using a knife, and he left over kazayas, then the svar is bottle. Even though it's a kazayas of meat, but since the owner left it over, that the svar is bottle to the skin, and he doesn't want to use it anymore. It's not called nevela. That's what the Yochanan says. Oh, malay Rav Nachman Lula. So Rav Nachman said back to Lula, Om Rav Yochanan filo kitak, Kitarto, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan even say this by a big piece of meat also? Where she says, Roi Vakav, like even you're saying by Kezayis, what about bigger than the Kezayis? It'd also be the same Svara. And normally Rav Nachman said back, Omalein, so Ula said back, yes. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Svara, as long as the person left it over, he's Mavatlet there. So Rav Nachman said a second time, Piafilu Kenafia, even if left over the size of a sieve, also you want to say it'll be bottles of the skin? Omalayin, Ula said back, yes, doesn't make a difference how big the meat is. Since you were cutting away the meat and you left over this meat there, it's bottled to the skin. Omalay Yolakim. So Rav Nachman said like this, like a man like a lost in Shua, like to Hashem. Imomali Rav Yechim Mepumi, even if Rav Yechim himself would tell it to me, I would not listen to him. But Rav Nachman didn't like to hear that. How could that be? If you have a kezias of meat, you can't say you're mevatlet there. So what happened was, Kisolak Rav Oshio, Rav Oshio was one of Teretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rav Ami. He met Rav Ami. Is Omel Shmaita Kanei. So Rav Oshio said over what happened to Rav Ami. That Hochi Yom Ula, this is what Ula said, for Yochah Hadle Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman answered back and said, I don't understand it. Omelay, so Rav Ami said, O Nishum the Rav Nachman, Chastan the Bein Nisiyah, just because Rav Nachman was like the son-in-law of the Veinosi, of the president, like, who mezalzel b'shmaitet Rav Yochanan, is it nice that he, like did not listen, who is mezalzel, and made linked in his eyes the words of Rav Yochanan? In other words, Rav Ami agreed to what Rav Yochanan said, that even though the meat, there's a big piece of meat left on the skin, so what? Since the owner, like, was cutting it away and left it over its bottle. So Rami agreed. Zimna, no time that happened, that Ashka say, that no time it happened that Rabbi Shia again met up with Ravami. So Zimna, that happened another time that Rabbi Shia met up with Ravami, is Ashka say, the Yosvi was sitting, or come when it said like this, a Sefer, that maybe it's going on the Sefer. Rashi, the Yosef Kamal Lashon, the Shtechat Soy Zeisn, the Bishmol, the bottle, but also Chaya. There is going on the Sefer. The what? A Sefer. Ho you all of Shnei Chat Soy Zeisn, what's going to be in the case we have two Chat Soy Zeisn on the skin? Metanum Bemasa. Vlei Bemaga, this is Rabbi Shmuel, this is the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kivu Amino, Le Bemaga, Le Bemasa. That since it's two Chat Soy Zeisn, therefore it's bottle. Now on this, Amr Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, even this, when do we say if we have two pieces there, that it's bottle, or even according to Rabbi Shmuel, when do we say it's not bottle, only if it's potos achaya. If an animal cut away the meat and some was left over, have a potos sack and bottle, let's say even according to Rabbi Shmuel, but in the case where the owner was cutting it away with a knife, and he left over two chatzoy zeis and bosom, it could be even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that it's bottle. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah was saying over that Ula said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yishiyah said, Amalei, Mara Sefer Masdin Lo. You're learning this now on the Sefer. Amalei, in, yes. So it was only in the Sefer does Rabbi Yochanan say a straw like this. That we have two Chatzoi Zeisim. Then if Yonah was cutting it away, the attack is bottle. If so, V'yel Ula, Aresh Amra. Elamai Ula, then, must have been saying even on the Resha also then. Rashi says, Amalei Rav Ami Vel Ula Aresha Demar Bekezayis Sholem. He learned it. Nalechu Amalei In Yes Amalei Hilakim that he Amalei Yeshua Benun Mishmei Letzasinulei. I would also not listen to him. Notice he also like was under this impression that it's only possible to say this svara on the sefer when you have a chatzi zayis. But in a case where there's a kezayis in one place, then it doesn't make any sense. When you have a gezayis in one place, for sure it's not bottle. That's what we said all that even if Yeshua ben Nun would tell me this Allah, I would not listen to him. Zemur says, Ki Yossi Rovin, when Rovin came, the Chol Nechusa, the Lashon of all the other people, came. So Omer is like this, Aresha, that no, Ula said over in the Resha, in the Chanami, said over in the Resha, the Mishnah. And that we say when you have a gezayis in one place, it's not bottle, that's only when it's potos achaya. But potos achaya, it would be bottle. I, Viela Kasha, we have the Kasha then, we have a Kezayis in one place, like why is the bottle? And even a big piece of meat, why should there be bottle? So when it says yes, could Yom Rapapa says, Bimarudad. We're talking about now it's Marudad, so I'll tell you, Hokinami Bimarudad. Rashi says it means, Dak, the skin was very thin, the kolish and weak, the yorach and long, the yorachav, the chimistarfus lehevi Kezayis, because it wasn't a piece of meat, one Kezayis in one place. It means like it was a long piece of meat, and just if you roll it up together, it'll make a kezayis. So that's the word that's sort of say there that it's bottle, enechanami. As if you'd have a complete piece of meat together, it could be that it's a svar, it's not bottle. But they were talking about that this piece of meat was not one big piece together. It was a long strand of meat. Because if you roll up this whole strand together, come to the size of kezayis, or the size of a sieve, so there we say, tak, it's bottle. So then it makes sense. Yeah, now it says, how you all look. Omar Rav Papa. It's only from the back. That our Mishnah says if you have two chatzoi zeisim of the meat on the skin. So the Mishnah says if you touch it, you tore, only if you carry it according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Mora says, so Bapod says that was only like if you touch the back of the skin. If you touch in front, you touch the meat itself, like true, you can't touch them both together. I don't know why the kingdom can't do right hand on one, left hand on the other one. For some reason, we tell them now you're touching one after another. You know, so what? You touch one, then touch the other. Lamai said now you touch the kezayis of meat. So you know, then you would become tummy. But Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Omar, ain nageya v'chayzim nageya. No, you touch one, it's only yichat kezayis yitor. Then you touch a second one, it's also only yichat kezayis also be tor. So v'yoz the Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time. The Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein nageya b'chayziv nageya." what Yomer Rav Yochanan says that Rabbi Shmuel for Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness on Lutover Echod, they both hold the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness. They watch Rabbi Shmuel Hodermon, we said on our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel says, we have two chasoizes, and if you carry them, you tummy. But if you touch them, you tore. And we'll soon see, according to this, it means even though you touched one and then touched the other one, you touched them both inside, still you'd be torn. Now, Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness, where's his halacha? Titznan, we learned like this. Kol hametamim b'yoil. Anything that has a tumah, oil on it, any type of a tumah, hashalech goyne kezayis of a mace, or else roivat somais, or molit tarvid rekev, anything that has a tumah, oil on it, so let's say kezayis of a mace. So shenechleku, that was divided up in half. There's two chatzoy zeisim now of the mace. V'echnitzim utech bayis, and you bring it inside the house. So Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness mitar, he says it's tor. Why? Because each piece by itself is not enough. Ah, you have two pieces like that, you can't put the two together. The chachomim mitar, the chachomim say no, it's tomei. Because the ma'isa now, you have two chatzoy zeisim in the house, so then it makes into two masoyim. So more like this, lavom Rabbi Doisa, think Rabbi Doisa say, on lavom Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness, chosom, ein maya v'choyzum maya, so if you put two chatzoy zeisim in, it doesn't make a difference. Since each chatzi zayis by itself does not have a tumas oil, you can't put the two together. So achinami, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say that Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing, that ain nageya v'chayzeh v'nageya, that l'maisa, here we have the two chatzoy zayisim on the skin, even though you touch one and then you touch the other one, still you tore. There's no tumas nageya, because since you're not touching them both together, the pieces are not together. Since the pieces are separately, it's not mustaf to make a tumas nageya. Only Tumas Master, because Master Lamaisi carrying them both together. So more says, if so, Omid Reb Doisa ben Hukness, to Rabbi Yishmael, since Rabbi Yechon is saying they both say the same thing, it should follow to say then, that Rabbonin Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbonin holds like Rabbi Kiva. Let's see if that's true. Yeah, the Rabbonin Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, kindly, Rabbi Kiva, it's Femekli, and that's not true. Rabbi Kiva's Mekli much more. Yeah. Rabbi Kiva, Torah Kometar. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah says it's Torah completely, says, but it took his Chatzoy Zayim, even Mamasa. So Ad Kan Loi, because Mor says no. Ad Kan Loi Kometar Rabbi Kiva Elabior. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says it's Torah only because it's attached to the skin. Like the Mishnah says, it's bottled to the skin. So you have the two Chatzoy Zayim on the skin, his swallowed is bottled to the skin. So you only said it's swallowed by all, by skin. Abu Biyama Metama. But Miyam and Chlem, it could be taken with his tummy all over. And Kiratani said, it says in the Sefer, that a Moedri of Kiva Kiva would agree, that Dave Chatzoy Zaysim, if you have two Chatzoy Zaysim of meat, of a Nevela, let's say, they're not attached to a skin, but Shetok for Mekissim, you have a piece of stick going through, attaching them together, they're steeped and somebody moves them, Shutame. You are Tame. And some, even the Geir also, even the two pieces, still you do become Tame. Because the old Yesh Nageyach and Nageyah is so Mifnei Mar Rabbi Kiva Matar Biyor. How can Rabbi Kiva say that it's Torah if they're attached to the skin? The answer is like it says in the Mishnah, Mifnei Shor Mevatlon. It's a new Svarah. If it's on the skin is Mevatl, the two pieces. But only because the pieces of meat are attached to a skin. But if they're not attached to the skin, they're not Botl and Echnami, then it would be Tummy. Yeah. So Moshe Rav Ukvor Bachoma, he asked the question. The Pasuk says, B'nevei Lossam. There's a Tumas Nevela on the dead Behema. So we darshin V'loi Bi'or Shiesh Olav Beis Chatzoy Zaysim. That if you have the skin that on it has two Chatzoy Zaysim of meat from the Nevela, then there's no Tumah. So we darshin the Pasuk like that. Yochel, I would have thought to say after Moshe, if so, even if you carry them, also you be Tor. Tam lem no, the Pasuk says, Bihanoi say yitmo, that if you carry them, then you are tummy. Because carrying is like carrying them both together, you'll be tummy. Do Rabbi Shmuel, this word of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva lem no, hanageya v'yanoisa. They're both alike. The Pasuk says them one after another. And therefore the klal is, eshebo lechlal maga, if you would have a tumas maga by touching both of them, you'd be tummy. Then it's good, bob lechlal masa. Then if you carry them, also you're tummy. But Rabbi Kiva says, in the case here, that if you touch them, each one separately, one after another, you would not become Tamei. You don't become, there's no Tumas Masa either. So Rabbi Akiva is more makel, that it has to be shayich, possible both types of maga, touching and of carrying it. Now the Yemisa, if you tell me the way Rabbi Akiva says, that he's only saying the svara, now Mishnah was attached to the skin is mavatle, but if it's not attached to the skin, then there would be tumas mag also, there should be the opposite way. The Yemisa, haray bol mechlam maga, milufonav. According to Rabbi Akiva, like, if it touched the inside of it, it is bol mechlam maga. So you would have a tumas mag here, so why do you say there's no tumas mag at all? Omar rov, this is what it means to say, esha bol mechlam maga, b'chol tzad. No, it has to be maga b'chol tzad. Well, this is not doctrine of Kila Gesesa before. Here's a kasha. There's a kasha back on Barpoda, Rashi says no. Rashi says, V'yemisa l'Barpoda, Ma'ikam ha'da Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Shmuel, ha'moedah d'bolech la'magam l'fonav. There's a kasha back to Rabbi Kiv, even our Mishnah. And Barpoda said that the machlek is only if you touch the back of the skin. But if you touch the front of the skin, then we say yesh negei v'chayzim negei yichayv on both. So here, of course, not mashma. Here's mashma. Even according to Bishmoel, you only have a tumas mag and not a tumas tevel. And that's the machloek, is if you have one without the other. But the kasha according to Bapodah, you should have both. According to Bapodah, if you touch the inside of the two pieces of meat, there is a tumas maga. So you have both. So where it says no, what the Bryce means to say is that it has to be shaykh maga both inside and outside. On the Rabbi Chikoma, Eshebo lechla maga b'chol tzad, bo lechla masa, bo leibo lechla maga b'chol tzad. It doesn't have a tumas maga on both sides, inside and outside. And echnami leibo lechla masa. You won't have a tumas.